Power 98, the music you love, NSYNC and Pop. And here on Power 98, welcome aboard to Power Up. It's Jeremy Rotnam again flying solo. We're live on Facebook, by the way, so you're welcome to join us to check out what is in the city as a Power 98. Log on, like our page. It's www.fb.com/Power98SG. And since it is a Friday, well, yeah, we welcome aboard another guest on board for Power Up Special, and it's 27-year-old Daniel Arifin Osman. Welcome aboard, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Jeremy. And for inviting me today.
It is great to have you here. Let's get up to speed, Daniel, firstly, yes, and how you've achieved so much in such short space of time. You were awarded the Go Chok Tong Youth Promise Award for Merit by Mendaki Singapore in recognition of your talents and a potential to excel in the discipline of music in 2013. And you also hold a diploma in Sonic Arts under the School of Technology for the Arts. This is SDA from the Republic Polytechnic. And closer to home, you are, and it's not like a lot though, you are alumni with us. Yes. You were once at the SCF MDC, or the Music and Drama Company, as a musician during a national service. What instrument, Daniel, did you play whilst you were with MDC?
Okay, I played the piano, the keyboard, and the accordion. Yeah, even though, like, I know accordion is rarely being used in Music Drama Company, yeah, in performing. But then there's one part of time where they decided to actually buy it because we are preparing for a trip to Australia, okay, in Northampton, to actually perform a cultural show.
Wow.
Yeah, so hence I actually need to use the instrument to actually expose more on the Malay music side of it.
Did you learn about the accordion because they got the accordion already, or already knew about how to play it an accordion?
I actually know how to play the accordion.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's brilliant. I think they still have an accordion there.
Yes.
So let's get straight into it. You grew up in a family, Daniel, that isn't musically inclined. So how did it all gel for you?
Okay, basically I didn't know about this, only that until my mom told me that, you know, I'm the only person who in the family that play music.
How many in your family?
I'm the only child.
Okay.
Okay. So even my cousins, they don't play any music at all. Mm-hmm. So I got to know until recently, saying that my late grandpa, yeah, on my mom's side, actually played the double bass.
Ooh.
Yes, and that was during the late 50s and early 60s.
Nice.
Yeah, he played the double bass with a small group orchestra last time. I think it's either a Kronchung group or just a small traditional Malay band, I think.
So there is some sort of musical inclination, yes, in your family after all through the generations.
Yes,
yeah?
Correct. I think so. Because of that, it's like I'm continuing the legacy of my late grandpa.
That's fantastic, yes, to know. And you'll be amazed at what he's done, because we'll talk more about your NS days in a bit and MDC in a while. But first, we want to hear a bit of your work, right?
Sure.
Your compositions that have left such remarkable impact on, yes, the folks around you. Now, here is one we're going to play on Power 98. Just a little bit, a wind band composition of your own entitled Enigma. You composed this in 2011.
Correct.
And premiered by the Audio Image Wind Ensemble, conducted by Terrence Wong. Check this out on, I think it's on YouTube, or at least it's online right now. When I first heard it, Daniel, I thought it was catching up with one of the Indiana Jones movies.
Yes.
It's like, just like that. Now, here's another one, and this time it's the arrangement of Beauty World Medley. I think a lot of us would know this, premiered by the Singapore Wind Symphony, part of the Singapore a Musical Celebration 2 back in 2013 at the Esplanade Concert Hall. Take a listen to this. Wow! Want to do a bit of dancing here, I think, already. Alright, tell us, Daniel, what goes into prepping such work? You know, the patience, the ideas, the flow, the thought process. How do you even start to pen these down in your compositions?
Okay, to be honest, it's actually not easy writing a composition or maybe making new songs or what. But for me, as a composer, I would prefer actually, writing music that actually what I feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we might take some sort of time to actually sit down and see what exactly that you want to express yourself. Because for us as a composer, for me as a composer, for wind band music especially,
yep,
for instrumental music, we do not write out the lyrics, you know, so people won't actually understand how going through our mind exactly. So because of that, it's actually based, as a composer, is actually based on what I wrote and what is the melody that I'm bringing it out.
Yeah.
You know, from there, it's an expression, the feel, the mood, is everything is there. So apparently, it's not easy to actually pen down, the melody, the counter lines,
everything, yeah,
because I'm writing for a big scale, especially for wind band.
And a different instruments,
yeah,
honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's about more than 15 instruments that I need to pen down. Yeah, I need to write all the notes, everything. Yeah, so
it's already mind-boggling you telling me this now.
Yes, wow. Exactly. So it's not an easy task, but then if you have passion for it, you will fight all the way to actually finish your own work.
Yeah, and how long does maybe an arrangement or at least a composition, I guess, would take? Months maybe just to finish your work.
Yes,
like that?
For Enigma, when I wrote this in 2011, actually I have do not much of a musical knowledge about writing this music, but then I took about 5 months to actually write.
Almost half a year.
Yes, I took 5 months because it was a masterclass thing. So apparently, they actually started out like 3 months before.
Yeah.
So actually, I was like, okay, let me just write down a new music for wind band. So from which, when they introduced this masterclass, I decided to, okay, why not I bring this music to masterclass?
That's fantastic. Yes. It sounds like a masterpiece to me, if you're asking me. Brilliant. And you can again check that out, Enigma, an original composition by Daniel on YouTube. It's online right away. All right, we're back after this quick break. We'll have more from our esteemed guests. In fact, the very talented Daniel Arifin Osman, and very soon, Daniel, just like every other guest that pops by the Power 98 studios and on Power Up Special, you'll have to take on the Power Up Challenge.
Yes.
Just let you know, just weeks ago, he's laughing already, just weeks ago, Shabir out of Vasantham Star Fame took on the challenge. He passed it. We had female magician Ning Chai did it. She aced it just last week. Sheikh Haikal took on the challenge. He aced it as well. So stand by, Daniel. That Power Up Challenge is coming your way. You okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, looks like he's all right with that. You don't have to wait 5 months for this, though. All right, we're going to come right back and we'll hear this year's Andy B song, Charlie Lim, in a bit.
Online.
Power98.com.sg.
And on the Power98.